Amurabaya, Pursus Hayochid, Kumi Yamalai Pligi. I'll tell you, Mashkona, that in Rishus Hayochid, everybody holds that with Chizda, you do not need a Makam Dalad Adalad. If any time it lands in Rishus Hayochid, like in Chizda's case, it's a stick sticking up, and it lands on a small stick on top, you chayid. Rishus Hayochid does not need a Makam Dalad Adalad. Ella, Hocha, where's the Machlekes to Rebbe the Chumim? In the case we just threw something and landed on a small stick, the Chumim say you potter, where's the case you potter? It's not about Rishus Rabbim. We're talking about the bark of a tree is in the Rishus HaYochid. The noifoi, the branches of the tree, not in the Rishus HaRabim. The branches of the tree stick out into the Rishus HaRabim. And the case was, v'zorach v'nacha noifoi. As you were standing with Rishus HaRabim, and you threw something down with the Rishus HaRabim, and it landed on this small noif, this small branch that's sticking out of the tree. Now this branch itself does not have a makam dalad adalad. And it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So going now in the Rishus HaRabim, you have to have a Mokam Dal Dal for the Anocha. So what does Rebbe say, Chayiv? The Rebbe said that the Svaris Amrin and Shadi, Noifoi, Bosi Ikroi. We say this branch goes both to the Ikr of the bark. Since the branch comes out of the bark, as we had this one before, now since the bark of the tree is Dal Dal Dal, it's a thick bark, so the branch that comes out of the tree also has a Chshivas of Dal Dal Dal. Even though the branch comes out to the Rishus HaRabim, and in the Rishus HaRabim, so in your koshu, when you throw a dal down from the land of top of this koshu, you chayiv. Because this is called the Choshev Mokum. Since this Mokum is attached to the bark, which the bark is dal dal dalid, so this top part is also Choshev dal dal dalid. That's Rebbe Svara. And you say, Shade Meifai Basi Ikwai. The branches go Basi Ikwai the tree. Rabbanan Savi, what did Rabbanan say? No Yan Min and Shadi Naifa Bas Yikroi. Rabbanan don't hold from this Svara. So the Mitzvah, where did the Chayfus land? It landed on a branch that's only a Kol Shul Rishus HaRabim. So since it's not Dal Dal Dalid, Rishus HaRabim everybody holds. You have to have a Mokam Choshev Dal Dal Dalid. So that's the Machlokes you see him. Is this branch considered a Choshev Mokam like Dal Dal Dalid? Or it's not called a Choshev Mokam Dal Dal Dalid? But the only Machlokes Rabbin Chom is only Rishus HaRabim. Mashenken, Rishus HaYochid, the Gemara's coming out now from Ashkona, that's the Paskan Halacha, Rishus HaYochid, you do not need a Mokam Dalad Adalad. Rishus HaYochid, you have a small stick sticking up Rishus HaYochid, and you throw from Rishus HaRabim, and lands on top of the stick, even though it's not Dalad Adalad, still Yechayiv. For Rishus HaYochid does not need Dalad Adalad. That's what Chizid, that's the Ashkona. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi, the Neifei, Neifei, Rishus HaRabim, Mazorik. Mitchilas Dalad Nesot Dalad, you threw from the beginning of Dalad Amis to the end of Dalad Amis. Dalad Amis, v'nach ha-noifei, and it rested on top of this branch. So what behold this Svara Shadi Noifei Bas Ikroi, the Choshev Agav Ikroi. The branch is Choshev like a Dalad Dalad because of its Ikr. The Ispo Dalad, since the branch itself has Dalad, the bark itself has Dalad Dalad. Udurab Chizdaz Atrashi Delek Rebbe, Udelek Rabbani. This chapter of Chizda goes like nobody. Because these two mandiyon both hold you do need Dalad Adalad. And the Chizda holds you don't need Dalad Adalad. Lishnachu, another pshat is, Amar Abaya. Did the Rav Chizda have a Rishus HaYochid? Rav Chizda that's talking about in the Rishus HaYochid, that's where we hold, after the Rabbanan Noida. Even Rabbanan Noida that in Rishus HaYochid, you do not need a Mokam Dalad Adalad. The Chizda, Rabbanan, where's the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi? In the Rishus HaRabim. Here the Machlokes is, Bishadi Neifer Bas Yikrei. The Isaiah Svarad landed on this thin branch. The branch is not Dalad Adalad. But since the branch comes out of a big bark, that is Dalad Adalad, Rebbe holds the branch is Choshev to Dalad Adalad. The Rebbeim say, no, that's the whole Machlokes. Suppose we hold a Rashi second shot here, that Rav Chizda is talking about the Rishus HaYochid, you do not need a Mokam Choshev Dalad Adalad. The only time you need a Choshev Mokam Dalad Adalad is Rishus HaRabim. So the Ram asked the Kasha from the Bechuras Pakias from the whole Gemara before. The beginning of the Masechta, we asked the Kasha, how could you be Bechayiv? You put it into your hand, you need Dalad Adalad. So remember what they say, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. There the whole Sugi was Mash Mekleh, even in Rishus HaYochid, you have to have Dalad Adalad. And the only parent the Gemara had was, Yodah Shalodim Chashub like a Dalad Adalad. That a person's hand is Choshma Dalad Adalad. Why didn't the Gemara say they go like Rav Chizda? Here's nothing in the Gemara in the Maskona, by holds at this also, as they pass the Lach like this, like Rav Chizda. But Rav Chizda holds, Rishus HaYochid, you do not need Dalad Adalad. You only need Dalad Adalad, Rishus HaRabim. Mashenke Meshus Sayachid by says the Svar is anything in a Meshus Sayachid, either the Svar before was basic command the Mal Yadomi, it's always considered full to the top. So any place in there is like Munach on the ground, or else the stick, close the mind, the stick, the bottom of the stick is touching the ground, it's like Hashav part of the Meshus Sayachid. It's like on the ground. So why did the Gemara before say a new Svar, a Yad is different? So the Ran says the Chiddush. The Ran says that a stick is different than a person's hand. A stick that's coming out of the ground is like buckled to the ground. It's a chiluk of the ground. That's called the Meshus HaYachid Gemura, and you don't need Dalad HaDalad. By shaking a person's hand, even though you're standing in Meshus HaYachid, a person can't be buckled to the ground. A person doesn't become Meshus HaYachid. A person is different. So therefore, the Habib Mina was a hand is not Dalad HaDalad, you should be part of Meshus HaYachid. Because putting something down in a person's hand, even though it's in Meshus HaYachid, your body is not bought to Meshus HaYachid. You're a Mahalach, you're a walking, you're going to go out of here, you can't say you're part of the Meshus HaYachid. Because if Chizuk Svar is only something that's Kabu in the Meshus HaYachid, you have a stick coming out of the Meshus HaYachid, attached to the ground, that's considered like bought to the ground. That's what Chizuk Svar. And you only say the Svar of Meshus HaYachid. And that's why Pasuk Malach. Malach wouldn't be an Afkamina. Malach we hold Yodish Ledim is also Chashuk Adalad Adalad. But an Afkamina Malach we hold back the Chizda. That in Rishus HaYachid itself, if you make Hanokon or an Akira from not a Mokim, Adalad Adalad, still Yechayiv. And Rishus HaYachid as a Bezundu Rechshidus, that anything that's attached to the ground is like bottle to the ground, and as if you picked it off the ground or you put it on top of the ground. And that's the Maskana that over here. That's where the Ram lands. Right. Omer Abayah, the Bayah Nocha Chiddush. Zora Kiveris. Kiveris is like a beehive. The inside of a beehive really is like a round barrel, something round. You threw a beehive a kli. Now the halacha to this is, you're talking about you threw it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin. So if you stand throw a safe or a kli, a machine into there, you chayiv. You threw a kli from Rishus Rabin, from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin, you chayiv. Here the shalom is, this Kiveris, among in itself to be Rishus HaYochid. A kiveris, let's say it's kivoya yud, it's yud tvachim hoy, unless even though it's round, if the circumference is six tvachim, then you could square out in between 4 by 4 tvachim, we'll soon see the diameter, how you get it. But if the kiveris itself would be 4 by 4 and 10, so when you throw this now, it's called you threw a Rishus HaYochid. So it's as if you threw a Rishus HaYochid from a Rishus HaYochid, and when it lands in the Rishus HaRabim, it itself is right to Rishus HaYochid. So you'd be putter in such a case. It's the only chayiv if you throw a chayiv from Rishus HaYochid that lands in the Rishus HaRabim, and there it's a chelik of the Rishus HaRabim. You throw a small kli. But if you throw a big kli, like a big house, a big box, when this box lands Rishus HaRabim, the box itself becomes Rishus HaYochid, then you're potter. Because it's clear like you threw from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, you'd be potter. That's a bayit chidush. I'm not bayit. Zora kiveris. You threw this round beehive. The Rishus HaRabim. Kivoya yud. If it's 10 tvachim high, aber the ain the roch vavov, the diameter is not vav tvachim. If we can't square out inside dalva dalid, then you chayiv. Because since it doesn't have a shem Rishus HaYochid, so you threw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv. Aber roch vavov, let's say this kiveris, is a diameter of 6 tvachim, which you could square out inside 4 by 4 potter. Then you potter, even though you threw it from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, you potter for that Haitzor. Because when this kiveris, this beehive, lands on the ground, it becomes Rishus HaYochid. So you threw from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, through Rishus HaRabim, you potter. We don't learn out Zerik from Moshit. Only by Moshit Yechayim, we'll see later certain cases. But Zerik, you potter. Zerik Yashi. Kiveris Agulhi. This is a round thing. Is Gevoya Yud Klamer. Afidu Gevoya Yud, even though it's 10 Tvachim high, it may not rock for Vav, it doesn't have a diameter of 6 Tvachim, the MCU song, Chayiv. The Akati Chayfet Baumhu, the Yenu Rishus Liyatzim, it's not called the own Rishus, they have a Rishus Liyatzim. And the Gevoya Yud, the rock for Dalda Dalit. So the Amina be Ervin. That what's called the Rishus HaYochid, we had before, that has to be Gevoya Yud and Dalda Dalit. As the trash or geometry here, the whole shiurim the Shabbos sorachem v'alachsen. You have to have it and it's diagonal. Rishus HaYochid has to be 4 by 4. That means you have to have a diagonal also. It has to be 5 3/5. How do you have that? The double ogle, a round thing, to mabas, when you want to make it square, lo mitoicha yomakko igula, take away the circle of it, shesav of ribua. If you want to put a circle around the square, how do you have 4x4 tefachim inside the circle? In a heavy eagle, curve the shisha. If the circle circumference is not at least close to 6 tefachim. What do you say? Because I'm reading about the sukkah, whole sukkah kishon. The alkohol saw she tim so betrech alachsen she bal ba dalin. You have to be able to find inside the circle alachsen a diameter or a cross here. The diagonal of alachsen she bal the diagonal of bal ba dalin. Now the whole tefach rivuyon. If you have a regular square, but tefach by tefach, but tefach with three chum should be alachsunai. Its diagonal is one tefach and two fifths. If there are two fifths added to every diagonal of the tefach. Haray, so if you want to have four tefachim by four tefachim, what would be the diagonal across? Haray hei tefachim, it has to be five tefachim, the gimel chumshim is three fifths. If you have a diagonal of five and three fifths tefachim, then you can make a square of 4x4 inside it. So come to say, if the circumference of the circle would be five and three fifths, then you'll be able to put a square inside it. There's a trash of Abayim Leidok. Abayim, when he says six tefachim, it's not the biyuk. Because really, with five and three fifths already, you'll be put as called the Shusiyachim. Or the Chumru. We have a spirit of the Chumru. The Leidok, or Afishim Yisra Shabbat, the Mafashim from Yisra. Is after God, the Yeshkan Alaksim, the Einu Rechav Shishom, even though it's less than six tefachim, you could also have a Dal 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 inside the square. If the diagonal would be five and three fifths, you'll be able to have a square of four and four inside. It's still Mechayev Le Medirabonim. Adi Yikashisha. Medirabonim Yechayev, unless you have a circumference of six. Not the circumference. What do you call it in the circle? Not the circumference. The diagonal of the circle, right. Abu Vada Linu Korbin, the Mechayev Medirabonim, Le Maisi, I Heve Heit Fochim, the Gimel Chumashim. Once the diagonal of the circle is five and three fifths, then Medirabonim, that's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid already. And if you throw this Kiveris, which is Yut Fochim High, and the diagonal of the circle is five and three fifths, you can make a square inside it four and four. If you throw this now to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you put the Medirabonim. Of course, when it lands on the ground, it becomes its own Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and you put it. The heavens of Rashi, Kiveris Rosh Hashanah, as if you threw Rosh Hashanah. Next Rashi, Baruch Ravot Potter. If it is wide six, then you Potter. That is just the Yatsma. The Yaman, the Mishkan Gaminim. We learn out the Melechus I saw from the Mishkan. Shayozorkin, Machtin, Bimlachtin, Zelazer. What did they throw? They threw the needles. They weaved one to the other. Shayozorkin, Rishuyas. They didn't throw Rishus from one place to another place. So throwing the Rishus HaYachid was not in the Mishkan. Therefore, if you throw Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabin, you Potter. The Yimtaim is a trashy, but the Loi Gavoya Sarah Namin Rishus Liyatsim, even if it's not Yutvachim High. It's also called the Son Rishus. They have a Shema Kamlis. That's called a Kamlis. Anything that's more than Gimel Tvachim off the ground, between Gimel and Ten, is called a Kamlis. Providing it's Dalad by Dalad, is called a Kamlis. So even if it's less than Yutvachim High, you should be taught there. So the trashy Pasha, the Hulad Midiraisa. The Din of a Kamlis is only Midirabonim. Midiraisa, it's nothing. Midiraisa, there's no Rishus of a Kamlis. Midiraisa, we only have either Rishus Yoch or Rishus Rabin. Heavy Rishus. So that's Lab Midiraisa, heavy Rishus. Midiraisa, not called Rishus. Elementary Abonim. To learn how to do the Torah, but Abonim didn't do it to make a Midiraisa. The Grain Zusha, Yift and Michatis. About Midiraisa, when you threw this Kamlis, it's not called Rishus. So you stand through a Kli from Rishus Yoch into Rishus Rabin. You chayiv Midiraisa for that. Either Abonim made the Kamlis. The Rabban is not going to pat you from the Yisra Raisa. Therefore, the only time you potter with this Kiveret, this Bihard, is Yud Tvachim High, and has a circumference, or has a diagonal in it, of six Tvachim. That's the Vada Rishisa Yochid, for that you potter. Yeah?
Diameter.
You're right, diameter, that's the word. The diameter of the circle, right. Four inches. The chum is 4 inches. The chum is 4 inches. Chum of the Geshem. 40 inches is Yutvach. Right. The diameter, right? Rabbi Chavah said, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Zot, Afilu, Eino, Rechav, Evol, Potter. Rabbi says no. Even if the diameter is not 6 tefachim, still you Potter. My time of why, I started with Shusha Yochid, see, it's through stomach clay, stomach kiveris, from the Shusha Yochid to Shraven, it should be chayiv. My time, what does Rabbi say, you potter? So the Gemara, yes, shall krum yeshel kona. On top of the beehive, there's like little hair sticking out on top of it, like things sticking out on top. If some part of it is sticking higher than you, if 50 kaveras is exactly you talking high, the zikr is some like hair sticking out on top. And rubber is much of that to be part of the kli. So namely your potter, because the whole thing did not land in the Rishus Rabban. But we had before, Rishus Rabban only goes to you talking high. Higher than you talking that Abba is a more concern. Come to say, this whole chaitless did not land in Rishus Rabban. Most of it did. But there's a little bit of the kli that's above the Rishus Rabban. That's not called Hanukkah, Rishus Rabban. For that you put there. The only chayim that the whole kli landed in Rishus Rabban. But if there's part of it still sticking up higher than Yud, that's out of the Rishus Rabban, you put there. Said Rashi. Since this kibbutz is beehive is exactly Yud Tvachim Hai, Shlo Yehei Bo Krumius Min HaShefi, from the pieces going upwards, Shlo Gevoya Mechuborim Mechavrayim Se'orim, a little bit sticking out more than the pieces going around. The Olam Lamalim Yud, it goes above Yud Tvachim, Shlo Avim Mokim Tur. Yud Tvachim Hai on the Rishus Rabban is a Mokim Tur. The Chiv on the Lai Nicha Kulu Rishus Rabban, since Tau Kli did not rest. Land in the Rishus Rabban, they have the Hanukkah Chiyuvei. Nachah you say. That's not called Hanukkah to Mechayiv Midiraisa. Midiraisa only chayiv if the whole Kli landed in the Rishus Rabban. From the faith that the Kli is 11 Tvachamoy, then everybody's Matthew Potter. If the only Machaika Sabayiv Rav here is this little, this Krumius that's standing out on top, like the hair, is that Chashiv or not? Abayi holds that's both, that's not a Chashiv thing. So the Ikka Kli is only Yitzvachim, so the whole thing landed Rishus Rabban. Rav holds no, the hair on top is Yechashiv, therefore it's treated like on top. Like the bottom place it says, Yes, the Krumi is a Kongo. Ulabaya le Choshev Krumi is the Choshev Agudi b'mokim Tur. Abaya holds this Krumi is the hair sticking on top is not Choshev. Rav says no, it is Choshev. But everybody's asking to the Kisoy. If the Kli is a little bit sticking on top of Rishus Rabban, the whole Kli did not rest in the Rishus Rabban, you try to put it. What's going to be took this beehive? And you turned it upside down. Now usually a beehive is like this a cup. That the bottom of it is solid, and the top is a hole. Now you take this cup and turn it upside down. I don't want to do this word here. If you turn it upside down, then you have mechitis here. So these mechitis now are facing downwards. So looking from the ground, you have like mechitzah here right now. This is called the mechitzah. Now you say the mechitzah when it comes within gimel tefachim of the ground, we say loved. Anything within gimel tefachim of the ground, within 9 inches off the ground, a 3 tefachim off the ground, is considered like a chelik attached to the ground. That's called loved. By all mechitzahs, by a sukkah, you can pick the sukkah up a little bit less than gimel tefachim off the ground, we say lovin is considered like attached to the ground. So this kli is coming down. The kli itself is 7 tefachim, right? It's coming down. When it gets within gimel tefachim, since we say lovin, it's considered as if the kli rested right now. Now, come to faith, it's lemala meyud, you be cutter. So glass of seed inside. If you turn the beehive upside down, so now the mechitzas are like facing downwards. Of the shivu mashu, if the beehive is exactly 7 tefachim and only 1 mashu, then you chayiv. Because the 7 tefachim, as soon as it reaches the gimel tefachim, you don't say loved. It has to be a little bit inside the gimel tefachim to say loved. So when this mashu gets inside the mashu, you have exactly yud tefachim here. So that's still a shifter rabin. You'll still be chayiv. Let's say this beehive is 7.5 tefachim, then you'd be potter. Why you potter? Because when the 7.5, as soon as it comes to drop in to the bottom gimel tefachim, we say lovud. So it's as if it got attached to the ground, and as if it rested right there. So if it rested right there with a little less than 3, from the size you have 7.5, so take away the half, 7.25, plus 3 is 10. So you have 10.25. So a little bit of standing lamala meyud, you'd be potter. Said Rashi, kafu apia, you turn the beard upside down. Rezaki, you threw it. A'ena rechob avav koi. Stafku, it's not rechob avav, we're going. Is zayin remashu chayiv. Why, because if it's rechob avav, you potter anyway, because it's rechob yachid then. We're going now with Eimik Boya Yud. It's not a Sifa Yochid. So the only Ptur here is because it's standing above Yutvachim. So Zayinu Mashu Tuchayim. Rashim Gavoya Zayinu Mashu. The Biyag is only 7 and a Mashu Tuchim Hai Adayin Chayim. The Kosh Chayim Chufa Vada that's less than that. Mikan. El Afinu Gavoya Zayinu Mashu. The Yikulamay, you could say, Hoyle Mechitza Salamata, since you turned it upside down, so the Mechitza is facing downwards, the Kaimelot Halakhul Mashim Sinai. The Amina Levo, the Sotzi Yisrael. But any mechitza, when it comes a little bit within gimel tefachim of the ground, you say levud, it becomes attached to the ground, it like automatically extends and reaches the ground. Akati kul nicha b'shus rabin. Still, the whole thing is nicha b'shus rabin. Why? Vichimat yepchus in the gimel. When as soon as it reaches a little bit less than gimel tefachim, some of lakakam. V'yom adem levud, that's when you would say levud. They said it's exactly gimel tefachim off the ground, you don't say levud. Levud is only when it comes within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground. So it has to come a mashu into the Gimel Tzvachim. Since the whole thing originally was only 7 a mashu, there will be anocha, so it's first considered anocha when a mashu gets into the Gimel. So together you have 3 and 7 is only 10. Is akati kula b'yavu rishos ha'yachri b'chayim. This whole kli is in the avu rishos ha'rabim, because the rishos ha'rabim goes up to Yutvachim. So the whole kli is in the Yutvachim of rishos ha'rabim, then y'chayim. Avu gavoya zayin umachtza, but if this behind is 7.5 tefachim high, then who adin l'shnei mashim? Who adin if it's 7 and 2 mashim high? Then you'll be potter. Why? The mechimot l'pachus mishloishos samach l'kata. As soon as this behind reaches within one mashu of the first of the gimel tefachim to the ground, and we know of it, we say as if the mechitza now automatically extends down to the ground. The mechitzasa, varehi kumunaches, as if it rested right now in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Nimtzei shenayo lamala, the top of the kli is all the way on top, lamala miyaseh, it's above yutvachim. Because the kli now is 7 and 2 mashus. So one mashu went in, so you have 3 and 7, 10, and one more mashu, it's 10 and 1 mashu above. The eino neicha kulu, Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And the whole kli is not standing now, Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So that's why you put it. Well, it's Rashi, this lakey fall, if you went to turn the kli upside down, luckily made a levud, then you couldn't say levud. The way I mean a levud, you have mechitzas. You have to have mechitzas. The way this cup is, the bottom of the cup, since it has a bottom to it, there's no mechitzas. You wouldn't say levud. You only say levud if you see the mechitzas by itself. So if the opening is turned upside down, then you see the mechitzas, then you say levud. This goes according to both of them. The Abai Nani Mordu the Dina and Hamnecha Kulu B'Shus Rabin. Had the Abai Nachosh Krumis, like we said before. Abai just says the Krumis is not Choshin. Here, where you have the Gufa Kli, where the Din Lovid rested, where it's still above Yutvachim, you part the Mordu the Krumis and the Lamalam Yud, you part it. There's that level. So the Mordu of Ashi Yamano, Afilu Shibu Matrachayim. Even if the Kaveris, the beehive, is 7.5 tefachim high, even 8 tefachim high, still you be chayiv. But if he doesn't know the swell, you say levud. So it doesn't rest until a mammoth reaches the ground. So kozman, it's not more than you tefachim high, it's called the whole thing rested, b'shus rabin. Why doesn't he say levud here? My taima, mechitza tefachin asuyas. Because these mechitzas here, the cup is made to use when you use the Kaveris this way upwards. It's not meant to use upside down. So it turns upside down, those mechitzas are not made to go down. The mechitzas are made to use something inside it. See, you have to look at the chaytas, the way the mechitzas are usable. The mechitzas are usable upwards to keep things inside it. When you turn it upside down, it has no big mechitzas. The mechitzas are both to help with Rashi. So Rashi, L'toshen asiyas, l'oniach tehen, like this cup. The cup was made to put water inside it, to leave the mechitzas going upwards. The devash, to keep the honey inside the beehive. For lo in the chayfer kafim matab, not to turn the beehive upside down. You don't say lovin. That's not called mechitzas upside down. That's not the way you use the kli. So whenever he holds the mechitzas are not crushing, therefore you don't say lovin. Therefore it depends, like the first you say. Kol zman is with less than yutzvachim, or even yutzvachim exactly, yechayim. It's called those things rest of the shisrabim. Because if it would be lamalim the yud, he'd also be masking you'd be potter. But Omar Ula, Omud Tisha B'Shus Rabin. You have this Omud is like a beam, a thick beam, and Omud somebody could leave things on. Omer b'tisha b'shesha rabim, the rabim mechasim olavim, people use it to put down their digs on it. So the shaila is, it's only yud tfachim high. The pasuk of this omer is dalad al dalad. So the chura, something b'shesha rabim is dalad al dalad. From three tfachim until yud tfachim, it's only a kamelis. It's not called b'shesha rabim. Here the shaila is, this omer is 10 tfachim high. What din does it have? Does it have the same kamelis? Pasuk is going to be a kamelis. Since it's dalad al dalad, less than yud tfachim is a kamelis. The chiddush no, here it has the same b'shesha rabim. Why? Is chayiv. If something lands on top of it, it's called landed. It b'shus rabin and yichayiv. My time, pachas mishleisha medrus dasi b'rabin. If anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground is always butted to the ground, that's mamas part of b'shus rabin. Avad yichayiv. Mishleisha v'yatisha. You have something coming up from three tefachim until ten tefachim. Loy medrus dasi. When people don't walk on top of it. For like sufi nechtefei, and people don't even leave their baggages on it. They don't use it at all. So therefore it depends. If it's only gimel or gimel, it's a mokum ptur. If it's dalad dalad, why it's called a kamelis? Now shenkein tisha, once this step, this beam, a wide beam, comes up, like in the sifra rabin, tisha, ninth vachem hai, vadai mechas from the levayim. The sifra rabin use it. They like to take off the packages off the bed and they put it down on top of like a table. They put something on top of it. So now it's called Nichatash Mishtei and that's called Rishas Rabin. Because since the Rabin used it, it's called Rishas Rabin. So if you say to the Karmelis Rishas Rabin, it's because the Rabin don't use it. Since it's Gevoya Jimit Fochim until Test Fochim, the Rabin don't walk on top of it and they don't use it, so it's called the Karmelis. But here when it's Gevoya Yud Fochim, since the Rabbim like to leave their baggages on top of it, it's called Nishtetash Mishtei, and that's also called Rishas Rabbim. So Rashi? Because the Yitzvah wasn't 9 Tvachim high. This is only if it's 9 Tvachim high. Yitzvah was only a 5 Tvachim, 6 Tvachim. But if it's 9 Tvachim high, that's called Nishtetash Mishtei, then you'd be, that's called Rishas Rabbim. So Rashi, Tisha, Daska Noka, Daska Pesh. The chazul lechtufei, because you want to put your baggages on it, so they cost you any weight. The einon legevoyle namach, it's not too high, not too low. His 9 tefachim is the perfect height for the people to use it, which is rather. Everybody likes to check their bags, put down the bags, they don't want to lower it down to the floor. It's too much work of picking it up. You have something 9 tefachim, that's a perfect height. 36 inches off the ground, it's perfect. The Zorak Rashi Matinabal, the Seb Dalar, Mechas Vilabayu, the Chiv and the Tzarech Rabin, since the Rabin used it, the Shukha Rabin who? The Rashi Chidish now. Then Rochel, Pashid, whether it's Dalar Tvachim, then Kotzer. Even if it's less than Dalar Tvachim, even if it's only Gimel Tvachim, still you be Chayiv. Still it's called the Shukha Rabin. So we say, yes, if a Kasha later Rashi Namash my God. But the Kasha the Yeshki is the Chuv is less than Gimel or Gimel. How could it be Chayiv? The Shukha Rabin, everybody holds you have to have Anocha on a Mokum Dalar Dalar. Rabbim use this pole to put their things on it. The Rabbim holds it, the very chosh of azach. People walk in the Shish Rabbim, they want to take off the package, they put it down on top of this. So since people use this mokim, that's mash of the mokim. The mokim is called the chosh of the mokim, and remember you'll be chayiv even though it's not dollar dollars. Hey, those swallow, we need dollar dollars to make it a chosh of the mokim. Less than dollar people don't use. But here's the swallow, people use this. This is a nice pole that you can take off your packages and put it down there. So that's choshev, even though it's less than dollar valid, it's called the Shulchan Rabim, and even for Anochi, it also be chayiv. That's only Siddish here.
My question if there was a hat rack in the Shulchan Rabim, it would be the same thing.
Right, right. It would be exactly nice. It has to be nice for him. Exactly nice for him.
This is more like the Sfar of Rabbi Yehuda.
No, here people want to use everybody's mask. It's very useful here.
Yes.
What's machloket? That's not useful. Here everybody uses it. Rather machas
in the
lay.
Yeah, but then a battle a reshus. Normally this would be a camelus. So
some
people use it, then a battle. So how is that different than
Rabbi Yehuda? I'll talk to you later. Right? Now, come, Chus, the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda, 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 the Rabbi Y Tashi meant to say, if the hole goes down Yutrochim, is it also called Rishus Ravim or not? What's locha by a hole? So Rashi, Maguma Amuka test, if you have a hole Rishus Ravim, that's test Rochim down, my. Gabi Rishus Yocha the Asara Tanya Liel Amuka Tigvoya. It will be Yutrochim deep down, super, that's Rishus Yochim. That we had before Rishus Yochim, either Gvoya or else down. If Tony Sarit, if you have a hole in the ground, on the view that you struck him down, Ruach for Dawud, why Dawud? It is just a Yochid. Hochaman, here it's only nine struck him going down, what's the din? I mean, in man, he gave the name of Shisharabim, Chavetim, Shabiyodim. Do people put it down in there, Adahad, until they come back to Yochri, there are some that people leave it there, the Shatilay. The name of Shisharabim, the Rabbin. People like to have this hole in the Shisharabim. It's only 9 tefachim deep, it's only 36 inches down, so people like to leave their chveitzim there, they go away, then they'll come back to pick it up. Hilkach Rishus Rabim, this can be called Rishus Rabim, because people use this mokim. Just like you said in Amud, test high is called Rishus Rabim, what about Amud? If the hole is down, you test tefachim, what's the locha? Omar Lai Yetzibak V'chein Begum, from the locha tarak, it's like Rishus Rabim, it's Rishus Rabim. It would be less than test tefachim, it wouldn't be, but test tefachim exactly is. Roger Rama, no. The Guma Loi. That's what we passed in. Guma does not have a same Rishus Rabbin. Once the Guma is more than Gimel Tzvachim deep, it's not a Rishus Rabbin anymore. Look at Hamilus. My timer, Tashma Shabbat Chak Loi Shemet Tashma. There's a big difference. You're not going to say it's Mamish Urche to put your stuff down, because you still have to bend all the way down and put it down. It's a big Tircha. It's not Daimit that we have an Omer standing up. That's Gishmak. You have something minus 36 inches and you have your pack, you put it down, that's very easy for you. But you can afford to bend down and put it down in the ground, even though sometimes people do it, that's called the Tashmish Idea Chak, you don't use it so much, that's not called Rishus Rabim. To give it the same Rishus Rabim, it has to be usable, very easy. So it's not Rabim. So the more eighth day of Adabamath and Rabba, Adabamath is the Kasha to Rabba, we have a din hoysa kutosai. Munachas Rishus Rabim, Kivoy Asoro, you have your Cooper, you're like a big. That's Rishus Rabim. That's you Tvachim high. The Roch for Dalid, and it's Dalid Tvachim, it's Rishus Yochid, is Ein Metalkin, Loi Mi Toichoy, the Rishus Rabim, you can't take out of this pig, this bag, it's a big box. Of course, the box itself is Rishus Yochid now, so you can't take out of it to Rishus Rabim, for Loi Mi Rishus Rabim, the Toichoy. Pizza, where you take it from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Tochus Mikan, let's say this Kupo, this big box, is less than Yutvachim Hai, then the Talfin, then you are allowed to. So to Vechein the Guma, the same Malach applies to the Guma. Rashi, Ein Metaltlin, Rashi, Deva Rishus Yochid Yatzma. This Kupo is Rishus Yochid. Tochus Mikan, Oy the Goyver, even less than Yud, Oy the Yochid is not Dalva Dalva, Metaltlin, you can Metaltlin. Why? Because it's not a Rishus HaYochid, so who is part of the Rishus Rabin? So you can metata from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Rabin. So if Rashi Rikash, if you're in Tochus Miyud, if it's less than Yud Tzvachim Hai, the Roch for Dalid, and this Kupa though is Dalid by Dalid, the Chur is a Kamlis. That's a Kamlis, Rishus Rabin. If you have any mark in Rishus Rabin, that's why Dalid by Dalid, and Gevoya Gimel until Yud is called a Kamlis. So why do you say a lot of carry to Kamlis? It's also to carry from the Kamlis to Rishus Rabim. So Rashi, the Yisrael tells me down before, Le'gozle Rabbonim Liftulei Meteris Kalim, Hoyle Klihu. Hey, the Kamlis is not Chal on the Kli. Here you have your Kuposei, which is your bag, your big baggage you have. So that's called a Kli. A Kli can't get a Din Kamlis. Either it's a Rishus HaYochid, or also it's a Rishus HaRabim. If it's Gevoya Yud Yochid Dal, it's a Rishus HaYochid Tesser. If it's less than that, it doesn't have it in Kamlis, it lies part of Rishus HaRabim Yechayiv. And the Gemara says, there's a Rishus HaChein Begumba. So the Gemara, my Lava Seifa, to say what? That if it's Tochus Meyud, you are allowed to carry from the Rishus HaRabim into the Gumba. The Chul HaShalim is that the Gumba is only 9, the Chul should be a Kamlis. Why are you allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim into the Guma? The Chur is right that this Guma is also called Rishus Rabim. So the Chur is not like Rava. You see, a Guma, a beer goes down exactly 9 Tvachim, it's still called Rishus Rabim. That's why you're allowed to carry from Rishus Rabim into this hole. Because Rashi, my love, hi, the chayna seifa nami koin, the pochus mikan, if the hole is left, then you tvachim mitaut lakachila. You'll have to carry machila from the Rishus Rabbim into the hole. Alma Rishus Rabbim chashiv lei. Them is this hole is considered Rishus Rabbim. The ukma bi oimek tes, we say dafka on the tes. The mishtam shimboi ksas, people use the ksas. They don't use it as much as an omit, something speaking up to Rishus Rabbim, but they use the ksas, that's a bayis smora, that tashmash adet chak is called the tashmash, it's called Rishus Rabbim. So it's a kashim rava. So the Gemara loy, Aresha. That verse says the chayim beguma only means the first part. That if the guma is yutvachim deep, rochiv dalva dalid, that's called Rishus Yochid, and with the right, you're not allowed to carry from this guma on top to the Rishus Rabbim. That's the chayim. The Einach Nabi, where it's less than yud, it also be yosim, mid rabbonim, because it's called the kamelis, not a Rishus Rabbim. Eish, for the monarchasha,